Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Seminars with the most knowledgeable hunting and conservation minds, fun with famous faces on stage, and 1,850 booths displaying guns, gear, and awesome adventures around the globe. Heritage, the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Hey, Santa Claus is coming to town. Welcome back to the camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Man, I sure hope he can find his way down that old two-track across the cattle guard all the way back to this old camp house. He always has, so I guess he will again this coming Wednesday. It's nice to have you in camp with us. Thanks for coming along. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care. It's a probiotic for your dog that calms the overactive dog, the overbarker, the jumper. It gently and safely works over time. Calming Care. And your vet can tell you more about it. Hey, we're going to have a little fun today. We're going to go big game hunting with pistols. And the guy that's going to lead our expedition has been hunting with pistols for a long, long time. My good friend Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail. He recently wrote about this topic in Sporting Classics Daily, and today we'll discuss it in depth. Revolver, semi-auto, what caliber, optics, Larry covers it all. Plus, he's one of the finest bass fishermen ever. Some people regard him as the best. Brian Thrift, 2007 FLW Tour Rookie of the Year, 2010 FLW Tour Angler of the Year, 2019 FLW Cup Champion. He's making the move to Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour in 2020. We'll get his feelings about that. So help yourself to the coffee pot and make yourself at home in that chair over there. I'm glad you're in camp with us today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Want to wish all of our friends in Maryland good luck as the second segment of muzzleloader deer season opens up today. Runs through January 4th. Nebraska wrapped up their bighorn sheep season on Wednesday afternoon. They only take two sheep each year, and the second of the state's two permit holders found success at Mott's Point Wildlife Management Area, Scotts Bluff County, Nebraska. Trevor Premer of McCook. I know McCook, Nebraska well. I hid in the car wash from a tornado there one time. Trevor won his permit by a lottery open to Nebraska residents only. He harvested a 7.5-year-old ram on Wednesday to conclude a hunt that began Monday in the Pine Ridge area, but concluded in the Wildcat Hills. He did a little traveling. The other hunter, Frank Tritz, Lamar's, Iowa, won his permit by an auction sponsored by the Wild Sheep Foundation. Frank harvested an 8.5-year-old ram back on December 3rd, Pine Ridge National Recreation Area, south of Whitney. Money from these two hunts is vital to bighorn sheep conservation in Nebraska. About $1.5 million has been raised through this lottery application and auction system through the years. Josh Busby of Rogersville, Missouri, dropped to his knees and wept when he was proclaimed the winner of the Bassmaster Team Championship Fish-Off and secured the 53rd and final spot for the 2020 Bassmaster Classic. It was emotional for the 36-year-old, who, by the way, by trade is a food scientist. Josh, congratulations. You've qualified for the Bassmaster Classic. Lake Gunnersville, March 6th through 8th. Hats off, Johnny Morris. What you're doing in the Bahamas this Christmas is just absolutely awesome. Just a few months ago, Hurricane Dorian devastated the Bahamas. It was in late August. 90% of the buildings in the most affected areas gone, leaving more than 70,000 people in need of food and water. Well, the Bass Pro Shop's founder is hosting Christmas in the Bahamas for thousands of kids and families in Freeport, a big four-day event. It was Johnny Morris that developed Anglers for the Bahamas with Convoy of Hope, a worldwide leader in disaster relief that's been providing critical relief in the form of water, food, shelter. But in hosting Santa's Wonderland on the island, Johnny is going to deliver a different but equally comforting form of relief, Christmas. There's a giant Ferris wheel, a merry-go-round, and race car simulators. a fantastic nightly fireworks display, skydiving elves, and a hot air balloon. Johnny's also brought in a giant snow machine. So for the first time ever, there's going to be a white Christmas snow in the Bahamas. Kids are going to throw their first snowballs and build their first snowmen. And every guest will leave with gifts, toys for the kids, and much-needed groceries for the adults. Well done, Johnny Morris. I want to thank my friends at Fortiflora for bringing us this corner of the camp house. Fortiflora is America's number one canine probiotic. If you have a dog with chronic GI upset, or if you have a dog, period, you should keep Fortiflora in the fridge. All of our dogs suffer from GI upset from time to time, and Fortiflora fixes that. Order it from Chewy.com. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee in Washington actually did a little work the other day. They voted to advance the recently introduced America's Conservation Enhancement Act. The America's Conservation Enhancement Act includes many provisions that will conserve fish and wildlife habitat, help combat wildlife disease, and increase public access for hunting, fishing, and other outdoor-dependent recreation. Come see me at bbkoradio.com. Take a look at this 26-inch, 7-pound rainbow trout that Adam Cena of Las Lunas, New Mexico, caught the other day on a custom-tied brown nymph.
Hi, I'm Walter Parrott. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and BSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, BSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and waters at Grapevine Lake offer the perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind our secure gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with the family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin, the Vineyards full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to celebrate Christmas or watch your favorite team in the playoffs and bowl season. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards gate is historic downtown Grapevine, the Christmas capital of Texas. And don't miss the spectacular ice attraction at the Gaylord Texan. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Merry Christmas, and come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defended, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to Camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, give us a call sometime. 1-877-820-BBKO. Let us know where you hear the show. 1-877-820-2256. Up in Montana, several Becoming an Outdoors Woman ice fishing classes coming up. One of them, January 10 and 11 in Helena. This class is for beginners or intermediate ice anglers who want to learn how to or improve their fishing skills. Missoula, January 24, 25, and Bozeman, February 7 and 8. You know, conservation takes on many forms, and they're doing something in Wyoming that is definitely conservation-related, but not in the traditional sense. Let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line right now. Go to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and visit with Sarah Dorenzo for a minute or two. Hey, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are things in Cheyenne, Wyoming today? A little snowy?
A little snowy and lots of windy.
And lots of windy. It's no problem having a white Christmas up there in Cheyenne, is it?
Definitely not, if you can keep the snow from blowing to your neighbor's yard.
We in Texas, you know, we just clamor for a white Christmas. And once every decade or so, maybe we get one. But that's not a problem with you guys. Hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about an article that you wrote that I read recently about some fencing projects that are going up there in Wyoming. The old saying, good fences make good neighbors. Well, good fences make good habitat help for our pronghorn and our deer as well. Explain to us how this fencing project is going to help that huge antelope or pronghorn herd there in Wyoming.
Sure. So every winter and again in the spring, thousands of pronghorn and deer migrate between their summer and winter ranges. And so in one particular area, just east of Farson, there has been an issue with pronghorn and deer being able to cross the fences along their winter migration route. But thanks to some easy improvements along Wyoming Highway 28, deer and pronghorn will be able to more easily cross the fence during their winter and spring migrations.
Yeah, it's a big help, and we've seen through the years how these migration corridors and some man-made help under highways and with fencing projects has been a tremendous help, and the statistics show that that the critters will use these things and that it helps their survival rate. Just my personal observation from many years of hunting in Montana and observing your pronghorn there in Wyoming, I've noticed that they would rather run the fence or go under the fence than jump the fence. Is that right? Are they not big jumpers?
That's right. They will most always cross a fence by sliding underneath it. And so some of the changes that we've made along, or we are making along Highway 28, respond to that exact behavior from pronghorn. So we plan to remove 7 paired gates that can be opened during heavy migration to provide a large space for herds to get through. And they're also fastening some adjustable wire clips to fence posts that allow the height of the bottom wire of the fence to be adjusted to accommodate pronghorn that choose to crawl under the fence.
Where are these critters trying to go? Where are these pronghorn and deer trying to get to?
So they're trying to get to their winter range, which is further south than their summer range. And the reason they migrate that direction is because they're completely driven by food. And so the forage down south is better because there's not as much snow. It helps them survive the winter in a place that doesn't have as harsh of conditions.
Yeah. I was passing through Wyoming on my way up to Montana to hunt one year, and just a big blast of cold north wind came in. I know that probably sounds very improbable to you, but it actually happened. It got cold up there. And I had to stop and buy a sweatshirt, and one of your wardens just happened to be in that spot. And I asked him about the pronghorn numbers in Wyoming, and he said there are more pronghorn in Wyoming than the remainder of the world combined. It's phenomenal. Why did the pronghorn do so well in Wyoming?
Well, I can't say for sure, but I mean, the habitat is ideal for them. In Wyoming, there's the forage that they need, the sagebrush that they eat, and also the wide open spaces that they feel most comfortable in. Being the fastest land mammal in North America, you can imagine that they like lots of space to see their predators and then to run.
Yeah. Tough animal to hunt, fun animal to watch, and if you want to watch them, go to Wyoming, spend a little time up there because you're more than likely going to see them. Sarah DiRenzo, thank you very much for enlightening us. I really appreciate your time, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Sarah DiRenzo with Wyoming Game and Fish doing some really cool stuff for the pronghorn and the deer migration there. Calming care gently works over time to settle the overbarker, the overjumper, the overactive dog. It's safe, and your vet can tell you more about calming care. Hey, if you're looking for a very unique last-minute Christmas item, how about a pair of Swamp Butt underwear? Let's talk to Mr. Swamp Butt, the guy that invented this stuff, Harold Nickel. Harold, welcome.
Thank you, Billy. Thanks very much. I'm happy to be with you.
And I'm happy that you're here because we're down to crunch time now. People are looking for that impactful gift that's different, and you're not going to find anywhere else for that special sweaty someone this Christmas. And you've got the perfect gift idea with Swamp Butt underwear. I've got to know where this name came from. How did Swamp Butt come about?
Well, I'm a terrible sweater myself. I sweat like crazy. And I just wondered if anybody had ever done anything or trademarked Swamp Butt before. And so I looked, and they hadn't, and I did. And that was about 3 years ago. And I had no idea what was involved with the garment industry or with e-commerce or any of that stuff, but I learned it all as best I could and designed a type of underwear that will evaporate sweat a lot faster than any other traditionally made underwear. Our underwear is made here in the U.S., and it's made from polyester and lycra spandex. It even has silver molecules in it to help manage smell. So
yeah,
it's a very unique garment. It's very well made. It's competitively priced.
What a cool story. American made, American idea, American and America's swamp butt capital, Southeast Texas. There's not a more humid place on planet Earth than the Gulf Coast of the U.S.
I know that Christmas is just a couple of days off, and even with overnight or second day, it's going to be tough to make it in time. We have gift cards that your listeners can send to people that they're looking for something interesting and unique. That's a way that's going to go via email that will not be late. And for your listeners, we're going to extend all of our sales offers through the end of January. So if people get their gift card from us, they can still benefit from all of those deals.
Oh, terrific. Yeah, and your Swamp Butt underwear even come in camo.
They do come in camo, and that's the offer that we're making, folks, is 30% off the camouflage Swamp Butt underwear, which is made here in the U.S., and I don't have those on today, but I do have a pair on, and they're very comfortable, and they're a really good garment, so I think more than anybody wants to know, but
I think it's a great gift idea for Christmas. I think everybody has someone in mind that needs a pair of Swamp Butt underwear. Give us the website, Harold.
Sure. It's www.swampbutt.com.
Very good, and we'll just follow directions from there. Harold Nickel with Swamp Butt Underwear and our great last-minute Christmas ideas. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate it.
I'm making my list and checking it twice. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Did you see Mark Daniels Jr. catch 70 pounds of Lake Oahe, South Dakota smallmouth bass during the Bassmaster Elite Series? I did. I watched him from Jim's boat where we were busy catching those delicious Oahe walleye. The folks at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort on Lake Oahe, same place that the elites stayed and launched, prepared them for us every night in their award-winning restaurant and bar. They do walleye 7 different ways, all terrific, but the beer batter is my favorite. Oh, and don't miss the USDA Prime Steaks, aged for tenderness and hand-cut on site. From the restaurant, it's every bit of a 60-second walk to your lakeside cabin with a sprawling front porch, big screen TV, and private bedroom and bathrooms. Time for a little rest, because Jim will pick us up again at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, and we'll head back out to world-class Oahe walleye and smallmouth fishing. Ask David and Angela about private charter jet service for your group to Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, springcreeksd.com. Want to know how to knock the socks off the bass fishermen in your family this Christmas? How to guaranteed, surefire, absolutely without a doubt, make them stop in their Christmas morning Santa jammies and forget to breathe for a minute. Hand them a G. Loomis rod from Southwestern Parts in Dallas. Lucky Mr. Bassman will know that you truly want him to feel every bite, no matter how light, on his next trip to the lake. He'll proudly tell all of his buddies that his G. Loomis rods are made in America, and that G. Loomis rods set the standard for the industry. Your G. Loomis gift to Mr. Bassman is made from proprietary resins and composites, ensuring that each rod can handle the stress of landing big fish. The highest quality line guides, reel seats, and handles. Cork handles filled and treated using a proprietary process. Mr. Bassman will feel the bite, win the fight, then pose for the camera with his personal best.
Woo-hoo!
And his G. Loomis rod from Southwestern Parts in Dallas, with the largest reel parts inventory in the world.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range axis deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married, and our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament.
Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read the tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, the tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
It's the greatest conservation show on earth. By the way, hunting is conservation. I'll see you at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Hey, we'd love to know where you hear the show. BBKORadio.com. BBKORadio.com. Drop us a note. Catch a podcast. In fact, you can tell any of the major podcast provider websites that you want a free weekly download of BBKO Radio, and it'll come right to your device. You can listen when you want. Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Play Music. You'll find us on all of them. I've asked my friend Corey Mason, the executive director of the Dallas Safari Club, to join me now, because anytime there's big conservation news in the news, I know that DSC is at the forefront, and I want to see what the thinking is and what's going on. Corey, always a pleasure to see you. I always enjoy our time together.
Thank you for having me, Billy. It's great to be here.
You bet. Some big business going on internationally and right here across the U.S. and, of course, the Dallas Safari Club. If it's conservation minded, Dallas Safari Club is going to be right there at the forefront of that. And we want to talk a little bit about a couple of things. The first is the U.S. Senate confirming Miss Aurelia Skipworth serving as the next director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. That is approved. It's done. And it's something that DSC approves of, right?
You bet. Absolutely. We're very excited about it. I mean, she has a demonstrated background of conservation and priorities in the right places. So we're very excited to work with her.
She's actually been with the Department of the Interior, a proven leader there. She has a track record. But what else makes her a really good pick? There's got to be some good common sense thinking in there somewhere.
Well, that's it. And I think the ability that she's shown in the past to be approachable, to have conversations about prioritizing needs within an organization that is so big as the Department of the Interior and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the ability to prioritize and actually get things done within a very large government system is a pretty unique quality.
Have you been able to meet her, shake hands, say hello, visit with her personally?
I have not had an opportunity to really, since she's been in the position, to have the opportunity to sit down and prioritize and really align the organizations. But our direct work through time with Secretary Zinke, Bernhardt, clearly former directors of the Fish and Wildlife Service, we have a very close relationship with DOI and Fish and Wildlife Service both. So the relationship there exists.
Exactly. Well, I ask that because I want to know if she tells a good hunting story. Because for everyone like you, you know, all you executive directors, that's great. You know, you got she's got this PhD and JD and MS and all that stuff. Can she pull a trigger? That's what I want to know. You know?
That's a good question. I'll have to report back to you on that.
Hey, that is a very, really good move. She comes from good people that have been in charge up there over the past few years, going back to Ryan Zinke. And so, hey, if the Dallas Safari Club does it, I know it's been well thought out, and I agree with it like this. When I saw DSC taking legal action against some folks, I thought, wait a minute, that doesn't always have a positive connotation when you sue somebody. But, again, it was DSC thinking behind it, and so it made sense to me that it was the right thing to do. What is this lawsuit about?
Yeah, so it's about essentially the Fish and Wildlife Service failure and refusal to by letter of the law, process elephant applications associated with the importation of legally taken elephants. Really dates back over 2 years, and as by required by federal policy and law, the expeditious and thorough review of those permits, and it has not been taking place again for a couple of years. And so this is about essentially holding them accountable to do their job in this case.
I started to say, isn't this just what they're supposed to be doing, but they're not? Is there a reason they give for dragging their feet?
It is. So this is just about asking them and requiring them to hold to their job and to hold a federal law. You know, really the merits of this are not to be disputed, because the Fish and Wildlife Service has found positive enhancement findings associated with this the past decade. So again, this is solely about them not operating within the law.
Yeah, and not doing that since November of 2017. If I took a couple of years off, I'd be fired. I would not have a job.
That's it, you know. And whenever we work with conservation partners all over the world, they look to us to represent them in this capacity. And DSC is doing this on behalf of our organization. Those people that are waiting, that have not been approved nor denied, and our conservation partners that realize the impact of this on the ground on conservation efforts in Africa.
So, if I shot an elephant a couple of years ago legally, paid my money, which that's not an inexpensive hunt, by the way, folks, and I had all my money tied up in this, where's my elephant sitting? Well, is he here? Is he over there somewhere? Where is he?
So your elephant, if you have ivory or parts associated with, they're in essentially a safe house in that respective country in which you took that elephant legally. The application has been sitting on a desk within the Fish and Wildlife Service. And so this litigation is asking them to process that permit based on its merits alone.
Yeah. I appreciate the hard work of the Dallas Safari Club always, and somebody, just to put it in layman terms, needs to light a fire under these folks and get this thing moving again, or at least get some conversation going there. And it sounds like that's happening now. We'd be remiss this close to Convention and Expo if we didn't talk about what's going to take place in just a couple of weeks in downtown Dallas. It's DSC Convention and Expo time.
January 9 through 12, the whole world will be here gathering the hunting and conservation community, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to get in on some of that great auction item stuff, silent auction bidding, you can do that now. Now.
You can. Go to biggame.org. You can get any of the online silent raffle. Even the evening banquets are available there to bid online. So essentially anything we have there with the auctions, you can find it, you can access, you can bid on it, you can purchase it online.
Yeah. We're talking to folks all over the country and beyond. So if you're thinking about maybe coming to Dallas Safari Club Convention Expo, hey, don't drag your feet. Book that flight and plan your trip. It's one of a kind. It truly is one of a kind.
It really is. It's one of a kind for a lot of reasons. Number one is the highest quality outfitters, operators, products, artists, jewelers from around the world. 35 plus thousand people that come to do this. You will meet like-minded people, new friends. Come volunteer. Just be part of it. You will love it.
Yeah. I also want to pat on the back our volunteers at DSC, because there are only like 15 paid employees of DSC that put on this remarkable event and host the world for 4 days every year. It takes a lot of volunteers. They call it the DSC 100 volunteers, but there's a lot more than that.
That's it. You know, they're called very lovingly the DSC 100 because they give 100%, you know, and it's a great, great thing. It's a very humbling thing when you come down there and exhibitors come from all over the world and they're received in the marshalling yard outside when it's cold, whatever the weather might be, by a group of volunteers that just welcome these people. And they don't know that these are people that are doctors and attorneys and work at a medical industry or whatever it might be from all over the Dallas-Fort Worth greater area, people that take a week's worth leave from all over North America to come and volunteer to be part of this. And it's a huge blessing to DSC, and it changes the environment of the convention because we have these volunteers that are here and very humbly serving all these people, welcoming them in and taking care of their needs for the week, and people feel very, very hospitable because of that.
Yeah. Christ himself told us to be servants to others. He was a servant to others. And how humbling is it to pull up there when I unload every year from my booth and there's a CEO of a big corporation shivering in the parking lot, pointing to a parking space for me and handed me a hot cup of coffee in the parking lot. It's pretty amazing. Also, don't miss us on stage. Trigicon sponsoring our stage this year. And, man, we're going to have a who's who up on that stage and have a lot of fun in just a couple of weeks.
It's a great time. Really, those within the industry, those you see on TV, hunter conservationists are there and available for questions, some engagement, some fun times, some substantive times to talk about some relevant topics. And then engage them on the floor as well. It's just a great time. You really enjoy it.
Give us the dates one more time.
January 9 through 12.
Corey, thank you. I can't wait. I look forward to it all year, honestly. The Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo Heritage in downtown Dallas. Wysoon and I were talking about it on the phone the other day, and we just get giddy like a couple of school kids. Coming up later in the show today, the guy that was the 2007 FLW Tour Rookie of the Year. He won Angler of the Year on the FLW Tour in 2010, and he's also the reigning FLW Cup champion. Brian Thrift later, Larry Wysoon, pistol hunting, next.
This is professional hunter Ivan Carter, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about the great outdoors with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Berkley, our mission is simple, to help anglers catch more fish. With Berkley PowerBait, fish hold on 18 times longer, allowing you to set the hook and catch more fish. No matter the season, no matter the technique, we've got you covered. Whether it be your trusted PowerBait baits, including the Power Worm, Pit Boss, or Bottom Hopper, or Berkley's latest innovations like Jordan Lee's The Champ Craw, and our strong lineup of Berkley hard baits, including everything from topwater baits to deep diving crankbaits. We've got it. Come shop the large assortment of Berkley products at Southwestern Parts and Service for all your Berkley fishing needs. Berkley Fishing. Catch more fish. And when you visit Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, bring your old gear with you. Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas is the largest reel repair center in the nation for Abu Garcia and has one of the largest reel parts inventory in the world. That's right. Grandpa's gear can work again. Southwestern Parts and Berkley. Catch more fish.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more.
By now, you or the deer hunter in your life has sat and shivered in that old see-through deer blind enough to know that it's time for a new one. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of I-20 just west of Weatherford, Texas has them, and they'll fit in Santa's sleigh. So will warm winter hunting gear and a new rifle or shotgun. Teske's Outdoors, 817-599-3400, and right there on your way to hunt West Texas. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at J.J. Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
In God we trust. That fish and story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's Camp House time at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
I surely do appreciate you spending a little time with us in the Camp House here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Really do appreciate it. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you from all of us. I've got a guy on the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line right now that does join us in the Camp House a lot, but this time of year, almost impossible because he's on the road hunting somewhere all of the time. Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, he's a co-host of DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon TV, outdoor writer, wildlife biologist, and all-around good old boy. Merry Christmas, Larry. Good to have you back.
Well, the Merry Christmas to you and your family and all of our listeners out there. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic Christmas this year.
You bet it is. We're going to talk about hunting with a handgun. You recently wrote for Sporting Classics Daily, Guns and Loads for Handgun Hunting, and I found it very interesting because it's something I've always wanted to do, and I've never waded out into that pool because, you know, I've got a lot of hobbies, and I'd have to convince the wife that I need to start a new one. So,
well, if you need any help convincing, I'll be more than happy to play your case for you.
There you go. Good, good. And I want to talk about that, but let's talk about fall and your hunting season. I was blessed 20 minutes after sunrise opening morning to kill a low buck that we are already enjoying on the table. And I know that you've been busy out in West Texas recently hunting mule deer.
You bet. I've had the most fantastic year I've ever had, and I've probably hunted a little bit less than I ever have, but I just got off the hunt with Greg Simons with Wildlife Systems for a desert mule deer, in which we were trying to find the oldest buck that we possibly could, and regardless of what the antlers looked like, and at the last kind of closing moments of the hunt, we were able to do so, and using Ruger number one and with a Hornady Precision ammo and Trichicon scope, and I'm going to throw those in because they actually turned out to be really important as far as this hunt was concerned. I was able to take that deer down, I just got back, as you mentioned, and had a few steaks off of it last night, and it's delicious. And then previously, I mean, it's been one of those fantastic years, and I was able to take two extremely big animals earlier. I took a pronghorn antelope, again, with Greg Simons on his properties out in West Texas, that should make the Boone and Crockett record book, and then hunted Alberta, which I did last year, and been kicking myself that I hadn't been hunted all along with the Ron Nemechek, and ended up taking what will be the first Boone and Crockett whitetail buck that I've ever taken, a big, typical 11-point with it only has about a 15.5-inch spread, but he's got extremely long tines, basic 11-point with four kickers, and he's going to, I think he'll end up netting in the Boone and Crockett record book, so... you know, and I'll probably put the deer in. I'm not sure I'll even put my name next to it because me, I want to honor that deer. And to me, that would be a great way to do it. Just say, you know, give the deer score and then just say maybe owned by or something rather than taken by. So.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's just where fate landed the two of you together at the same time.
It did.
And, congratulations. And what a fall.
Well, thank you. It's been absolutely a great year in so many different ways, and I got to spend time in camp with some of the best people in the world, and you know, already making plans for next year, and still got a few more hunts coming up, still looking for a place. You and I were texting back and forth, and I'm talking very quickly, but you and I were texting back and forth, opening morning, you ended up taking a deer. I'm still looking for that deer on my place. So thankfully the hunting season isn't yet quite over with, but I'm going to be back out there after Christmas and New Year until we get ready to go to the DSC convention and, and seeing if I can't finally take some venison on my own property, which is something I wanted to do for a long, long time.
I know you have, and that quest continues. You know, I've never shot a deer that early in the year.
I know. That's what we were talking about. Yes, sir, when you sent me the text.
Just a few minutes after sunrise, you know, and my tag is gone. And I was a little sad about that. But, you know, this day and age of cellular trail cameras, boy, it's proving out now that I've made the right decision that morning because the deer have flat disappeared. I don't know if it's the acorns or what, but nobody else up there has seen a deer. And, you know, they're laying low. So turns out it's the right thing to do.
Yes, you did. And you mentioned acorn crop. This has been an unbelievable acorn crop again, particularly in the areas that I've been. And this is the third year in a row, and that normally doesn't happen. And we still have acorns in the trees getting ready to fall. So, I mean, you talk about a godsend when it comes right down for wildlife as far as food is concerned. It's kind of tough on us hunters, but at the same time, it sure is making things really great for those deer and other species out there that or depend upon the acorns and the results of those acorns, the bushes that grow from them and trees that grow from them.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, for you guys that shoot one late season after they've been feeding on these acorns now for 5-6 weeks, you're going to just see rolls of fat on that booger when you clean him, for sure.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Hey, let's talk about hunting with a handgun a little bit. You've done that long time. It's been a passion. You've enjoyed it for years and years and years. And let's start with revolvers and explain the difference between a single-action revolver and a double-action revolver. It's pretty simple.
It really is. The single-action essentially says that you have to cock the hammer before you can pull the trigger. With a double-action, you can simply pull the trigger, it cocks the hammer by itself, and then strikes a firing pin, or you can cock it like you would a single action. But the two basic differences are just simply that with a single action, you have to cock it between each shot, and with the double action, you do not have to.
You know, I found it interesting that you prefer a single action revolver. You prefer revolvers, and you prefer a single action revolver. And you mentioned the grips, and that's something I had never considered or thought of before. A slick grip is your friend when you're hunting big caliber pistols.
It really is. It kind of rolls a little bit in your hand, and I wear leather gloves where I've got a good grip on them, but I've also to where it can roll a little bit. With that design of that single action, you have that smooth back part of the grip with the double action so that you can pull the trigger. There's a little bit of a knurl there, and so that you can, you know, got a little bit stronger grip to pull the trigger on when you're shooting double action. But because of that, a lot of times you accept a whole lot more recoil from those handguns than you do from the single action. So when you start shooting those little bit larger calibers that you really need to for deer and other big game, there's, to me, a definite advantage in shooting the single action as opposed to the double action.
And I would have never thought of that. I would have thought, well, hey, that you can thumb cock them either one, so why not just buy a double action gun? But there you go. You're exactly right. You mentioned Razor Dobbs has gotten into handgun hunting over the years, and that he likes to shoot a semi-auto. And that's a great choice, too, just not your choice.
It is. I mean, I applaud anybody that gets out there that takes a handgun on a hunt and gets into it. And Razor's been very fortunate. He's hunted Africa and a bunch of other places, and he loves that semi-auto. And there's some people that do, but personally to me, I prefer the single action or double action in the revolvers. 9 years ago, I shot a lot of the TC Encores and Contenders, which were essentially rifle caliber pistols, if you will, that were a lot of fun to shoot too. But, you know, regardless of what you shoot, how you shoot, your choice of actions, I mean, handgun hunting is so much fun. And it's like any other thing. It's where the barrel is pointed when the trigger is pulled is where the bullet goes.
Yep, no matter what's in your hand, it always boils right back down to the basics. We have a lot more ground to cover with Larry concerning hunting with a handgun, hunting big game. Plus, Brian Thrift from formerly with the FLW Tour and now with Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour. He'll kick off his inaugural season with MLF coming up in 2020. He's going to join us on the show. His thoughts about that FLW-MLF merger. I'm going to ask him about fishing in the dead of winter. Does he like it?
And how about you crappie chasers? Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, is going to talk winter crappie with us, too. We've got a lot of ground to cover yet right here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. This is Jimmy Houston. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Coffee's always on, and the conservation, yes, conservation, is always good. Make sure you bring a young'un or two. Together, let's teach them what heritage and tradition looks like. This is the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Camp House, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Make plans now to join us at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12. Heritage, one of the biggest conservation gatherings on Earth. Big game.
Hey, you boys, get back in here off the porch. We have more chores to do around this old camp house today at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, thank you for being here, and Merry Christmas. We feed Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula at the kennel here at the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Camp House and have for decades. Pro Plan Performance, 30% protein, 20% fat, the ideal fuel for your coon dog, bird dog, working dog. Pro Plan Performance Formula is at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, and Texas. Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon, co-host of DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon TV, will rejoin us this hour talking about hunting with handguns. Fascinating. And Brian Thrift is going to talk to us. FLW angler, now making the move over to the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. A lot of people consider Brian to be amongst the very best bass anglers that have ever lived. So grab yourself a fresh cup of coffee and settle in. I want to say congratulations to Jason Shaw, Charleston, South Carolina. Jason has been named the Certified South Carolina Department of Natural Resources Fishing Instructor of the Year. Over the past 12 months, volunteers in South Carolina have provided 78 family fishing clinics, reaching over 2,000 participants, and right at 1,300 hours of volunteer time. A job well done, and again, Jason, congratulations. Santa Claus comes on Wednesday, and then next Saturday and Sunday, it's free ice fishing in North Dakota. Residents only may fish or spear that weekend without a license, December 28, 29, next weekend. I'm a sucker for these animal cameras. Arizona does a good job with several cameras throughout the year, and the latest one that they got streaming that you can tune into is that high perch eagle's nest. The nest is primed and the live streaming camera is already broadcasting the day-to-day life of a pair of bald eagles hoping to raise a family inside their Lake Pleasant Regional Park nest. High up on a rocky cliff, the link at bbkoradio.com. I've always been amazed the way God created our creatures that live in the really, really hard-to-survive areas of the world but flourish and do well. The little pika is one of those critters. American pikas are small grayish-brown mammals that look like a cross between a rabbit and a mouse. They live at super high elevation rocky areas. And rather than hibernate, pikas remain active during the winter. How do they survive? Well, they prepare for the snowy, cold months by stockpiling food during the summer. They gather green vegetation and create hay piles of grasses and flowers, which they then store away in rocky areas. A Colorado study estimates that pikas make nearly 13,000 gathering trips each year to construct their average size hay pile for the winter. And that's how they survive. They eat that hay pile during the winter months and stay active with tunnels under the snow. Pika, P-I-K-A. The IGFA is going to do something for the first time that is very, very cool, challenging, and I'm sure rewarding, the inaugural IGFA Light Tackle Invitational. It's coming up February 6, 7, and 8, 2020, during peak sailfish season in South Florida. with a maximum line class of 12 pounds and strict adherence to IGFA angling rules. The IGFA Light Tackle Invitation is a genuine angler's tournament, they say, and a platform for light tackle anglers from around the world to showcase their skills and sportsmanship. Sailfish on 12-pound test. A lot of skill and a really good drag system on that reel are required. They'll fish out of the celebrated Sailfish Marina Resort, Palm Beach, Florida. Again, that's February 6, 7, and 8. Hey, there's a Purina Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog, no matter the age, the lifestyle, or the special condition they might have, like an itchy coat, or maybe they need added glucosamine in their diet if they're older for good joint health. Pick up the Pro Plan formula that's specifically built for your dog. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, and you're looking for Pro Plan. How our fish tastes at the fish fry begins the moment you land the fish. I don't like mushy fish. I like it to be firm, and overcooking can cause that. When I'm frying up fillets in the Cajun fryer, when they float, they're done. That's my rule, and it works every time. But it started when I caught that fish. They immediately go on ice, summer or winter. I keep them cold and clean them as soon as possible. Then I vacuum seal them. Very important to remove all of the air from that freezer bag. Catch them, chill them, clean them, seal them. And if you like a little crunch in your batter, yellow cornmeal, salt, and pepper, and don't forget the white cornmeal. Yellow cornmeal 2-to-1 with white cornmeal, and it'll fry up really crisp and good with firm, flaky fish because you took care of him from the minute you caught him. Dang, I'm going to go check the Camp House kitchen. I'll meet you right back here with pro angler Brian Thrift.
I'm bass angler Mike McClellan, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissen, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9 through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Let's talk about that sweaty backside. You've got it, or no someone who does. Do yourself, that friend or relative, a favor this Christmas and give them a pair of Swamp Bud underwear. Swamp Bud underwear evaporates sweat faster than any other. And now, through December 31st, 2019, all camouflage Swamp Bud underwear is 30% off regular price. It's only available from the website swampbud.com. Swamp Bud underwear is made here in the U.S. for hot people like you.
Here at Marksman Firearms, we're as fired up about hunting season as you are. We've got everything you need, from guns and ammo to accessories and specialized gear. Visit any of our Marksman stores in Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. And for more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman, Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdwear Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
That view from the porch is pretty awesome this time of year. Let's sit and visit a while at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
I got a note this week from the folks with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. They said, hey, Billy, let our waterfowlers here in Oregon know that if they'll take a look to the south coast, there's really good opportunity to harvest a holiday goose or duck there now. Bree Furley is a wildlife biologist in Oregon, and Bree says the new River Aleutian Goose Hunt is a great opportunity for waterfowl hunters on private lands with friendly landowners who know where the birds are. And now that the rains are beginning to flood up the area, more ducks should be showing up too. Check it out, Oregon's south coast. Well, let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and go to Shelby, North Carolina, to the home of one of the greatest bass fishermen walking the planet. And that is my buddy Brian Thrift. Brian, welcome back to the show. Always a pleasure.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for having me back.
You betcha. Absolutely. And before we talk about big green bass and FLW and Major League Fishing, I want to talk about deer hunting. Have you been in the woods this fall?
I don't know if you'd call it in the woods. I have hunted behind the house a little bit.
That's pretty nice when you can just step out of the house and poke around a little bit. That's fun.
I like it to be convenient.
You bet. Well, how'd it work out for you?
It worked out pretty good. I feel one decent eight pointer, and actually the highlight of my hunting this year was my oldest son, Wiley. He's 9. He killed his first buck the day before Thanksgiving.
Hey, congratulations. There is nothing like that. No feeling like that. That's awesome. Hey, let's do talk about bass fishing a little bit, because you're moving now that the MLF and FLW merger has taken place. You're moving over to Major League Fishing, and just from a fishing standpoint, that makes you stop and scratch your head a little, and, you know, it's a new strategy, I guess, moving into this new format. What are your thoughts as you move into Major League Fishing, the Bass Pro Tour?
I don't really know yet. You know, it's a format I've never competed under, so I don't really know how I will approach it yet. Like, I'm hesitant to change anything just because I've never been in the situation, so I'm just going to approach 2020 fishing the Bass Pro Tour just like I have every other year as a professional angler. And, you know, if I see that I need to make some changes, we'll try to adjust accordingly.
Yeah, and that plan has worked out pretty good for you through the years. 2007 FLW Rookie of the Year, 2010 FLW Tour Angler of the Year, 2019 Forest, I still call it Forest Wood Cup, FLW Cup champion.
So that plan has worked pretty good. I didn't know if maybe you were out stocking up on drop shot stuff, to try to put 140 fish in the boat in a day, or what you were doing there.
No, I haven't done any of that. I'm not going to change any way I fish. I mean, I've kind of always fished for, numbers of bites and tried to play that game. I mean, I've always been under the thought process of, if I catch the most bass I can, the more bites I get, the more likely five of them is going to be big ones. So we're just going to continue with that.
There you go. That's a good game plan, Brian. Hey, do you like to fish in the winter when it gets just really cold? Are you still going?
Yeah, I actually love winter fishing. I mean, that's some of the best fishing of the year, especially as far as catching, big, healthy fish. They're fattening up, They're actually, I think they start, I mean, it's not really pre-spawn, but they start feeding up in the winter, just gorging themselves to prepare for the spawning process, I think. So that's when you catch a lot of the biggest fish of the year in, December, January, February.
Yeah, fishing deep and fishing slow, I imagine.
Well, you can do a lot of things. I mean, I've caught them, on jerk baits, burning crank baits, catch them in 2 feet of water in the wintertime, just like you do in the summertime.
Yeah. Hey, what are the Christmas plans? Are you guys going to hang close to the house? Are you traveling this year? What's going on?
No, we usually hang close to the house, spend time with all the immediate family and have big get-togethers. Usually just sitting around eating way too much.
We've got that in common. I eat, even when I'm not hungry, I eat on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. Well, hey, we are really looking forward to watching you. And you didn't get rid of David Dudley. He's coming over with you to the MLF Bass Pro Tour. So you didn't get rid of him. And you fished against, I would guess, all of these guys at one point or another through the years.
Yes, I have. I mean, most of my experience fishing against everybody like this would be in the old TTBC formats that they used to do in Texas every year, where it was the top anglers from all the trails in kind of one big event. So I've competed against a lot of the guys in that event. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, rekindle some old friendships and hang on to all your FLW buddies too. I think this FLW MLF merger is great for bass fishing overall. You?
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, it's great all the way around. I mean, you take two great organizations and combine them into one. You get the best of both worlds.
Absolutely you do. And we're going to be talking to Kathy Fennell in just a couple of weeks about some of the concerns that are popping up, some of the talk going on around the country. Different people have concerns about this. They say that people are not entering FLW tournaments now. They're a little standoffish or slow to turn their entries in. And there's no need for that, is there?
No, not at all. I mean, you've got FLW is still going to operate as it always has. I mean, it's got a great grassroots program from high school, college fishing, all the way up through the BFLs and then the FLW series and the Pro Tour, which is, the stepping stone to the BPT. So pretty much the biggest thing you've got is you've got a qualification process to get to a tournament trail where you don't pay entry fees, which is unheard of in bass fishing ever.
Yeah, and they're dropping fees at other levels across FLW. So going to make it more affordable and more attractive, I think, than even it has been in the past. Well, hey, I have followed you on some of those Toyota Texas Bass Classic tournaments in the past, and I'm just telling Klein and Van Dam and all these boys, as if they didn't know already, watch out, thrift is coming.
I don't know. I hope I can continue the success I've had the last 8 or 10 years. I hope, like, in the future that, I'm still out there fishing when I'm, approaching 70 years old, like Larry Dixon and the guys. I mean, Larry, he's in his late 60s, and he's still competing and still winning tournaments, and I hope I'm able to do that when I get that old.
I think you probably will be, and you'll still be hoisting those trophies. Brian, have a great Christmas with your family, and we look forward to watching you in 2020.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
2007 FLW Tour Rookie of the Year, 2010 FLW Tour Angler of the Year, 2019 FLW Cup Champion. Brian Thrift now joining the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. It's going to be fun to watch. David Dudley coming over as well. Four-time Angler of the Year, FLW Tour. And like I was telling Brian there, we're going to have Kathy Fennell on the show in the next couple of weeks talking about how this merger between MLF and FLW impacts the fishing, the angler that pays the entry fee. It's all good, guys. I know there's been some hesitation, but it's all good. We'll talk to Kathy about it. Well, hey, I'm going to make a little run to the coffee pot, refresh my cup, but when we come back, we're going to go crappie fishing. Cold water tactics, not hard water, but very cold water. With Mr. Crappie, my buddy Wally Marshall, and Roy Holdridge from True Life Taxidermy, Granbury, Texas, is going to talk to us about water and smoke damage with our trophies, our mounts. And, of course, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, and I will finish up our conversation about big game hunting with pistols.
This is Olympic gold medalist Kim Rohde, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Okay, Billy, come on now. You can use another lesson.
Look on the deck of a Bass Pro's boat. You'll see them there. Look again in the showroom at Southwestern Parts in Dallas. You'll see them there, too. The Shimano Curado DC and the SLX DC casting reels with digital control. DC, or digital control braking, reduces thumbing while drastically increasing casting distance. A digital microchip is embedded inside the spool to minimize backlash and take the learning curve out of a bait cast reel for beginners while providing a competitive edge to hardcore bass anglers. Grab a Shimano Curado. Step up on the deck with confidence and let your lure fly. A long, long, long way. Curado DC, $249.99. SLX DC, $189.99. The Endless Smile, free. Hold Shimano Curado in your hand at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, the world's most trusted reel repair shop with the most complete parts inventory on the planet. When you serve up that white-tailed deer to your friends and family, I promise you, they're going to think you're feeding them beef if you had that animal processed at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
We know what to take away from the deer to make it the very best, and that meaning get rid of all the blood that's on it, all the fat that's on it, and it's hard to season raw meat, and that's what we're really, really good at. Our bacon-wrapped fillets are probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to a wild game piece of meat that's out there, and it doesn't matter what it is. You could serve it to anybody and they'll say, wow, that's a great fillet, but it's wild game. Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular fillet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
CCR, wildgameprocessing.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mounted rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. truelifetaxidermy.org. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
We the people, and our right to bear arms and our right to free speech, gather here. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
So much to see that it will take 2 full days. Plan your trip to Dallas now for the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
I am so looking forward to it. It's the only way to kick off the new year, the DSC Convention and Expo. It's called Heritage Downtown Dallas at the Convention Center, January 9, 10, 11, and 12. Come see me. I'll be up on that Trigicon stage all weekend long, emceeing the various programs that we have lined up for you there. Everybody from Jim Shockey and Larry Wysoon to our game wardens and the folks from Trigicon displaying the very latest and greatest that they have to offer. And if I'm not up on the stage, look for me just next door, right next to the stage. That's where my Big Billy Kinder Outdoors booth will be. Hey, let's go crappie fishing with the world champion. He happens to be one of my best friends, Wally Marshall, Waldo, Mr. Crappie. You'll find his Mr. Crappie products wherever you buy your fishing gear. And let's talk about very cold water, very cold weather, when it's just so bitterly cold outside that you can't hardly take it, Wally. Will the fish still bite, or do they just lock up?
Well, see, here in the great state of Texas, what I like about it, it's the first 25 you catch, and so I can hurry up and catch 25 and get back to the house because it's so cold. But what happens is crappie, and they're going to be chasing those threadfin shads, and those large schools of shad will be out over open water, and usually the magic depth is around 30 feet deep. Especially the colder it gets, the water temperatures drop down in the 50s, those crappie are going to be stacking up on points and ledges, deep ledges, and following big schools of shad. And so the technique in the wintertime is I run a double minnow rig. What I do is I rig up two minnows. When I'm fishing 15 foot or deeper, I'm using live bait. You know, waiting for a jig to fall that deep, you just can't do it. So I use a 3/4 ounce weight or a 1/2 ounce weight, depending on the depth or depending on the wind of what I use. And I'll just slow troll and keep those big schools of shad on my depth finder.
Yeah.
And those crappie will be right under them, because when the water temperature reaches around 40-something degrees, those shad start dying off, and they just flutter down, and those crappie just hammer them. They just gouge them. Actually, one year, I caught a 1.5-pound crappie, and it was in my live well, and it regurgitated a 6-inch shad.
No kidding.
So don't think that your minnows are ever too big. So,
right.
So
they can handle it.
Oh, they can handle it. Believe me, bigger the minnow, bigger the crappie.
A lot of people believe when that water gets so cold in the wintertime that those fish just get lethargic and won't hardly feed at all. Do they shut down a little bit?
Well, they'll start the slow, you know, the presentation is slower. You know what I'm saying? You can't throw a buzz bait at them. You know, you got to go real slow and just hover over those large schools of shad, and you'll produce large numbers of crappie.
My buddy Woody with Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service up there on the Minnesota-Canada border, Rainy Lake, Minnesota, wants us to come up and go ice fishing. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, I've been fishing with Woody, and it's and I told him, you know, his name of his business is Fairly Reliable Guide Service,
right.
And I kind of said something. I said, man, we need to move and get on some more fish. And he goes, well, you should have got Reliable Guide Service.
That's Woody. That's the same Woody I'm talking about. He tells me every year that, you know, as they get into November and the water starts freezing up, that they send the fat guy out first to make sure the ice doesn't break through. That way it's fairly safe when you and I come fish with him.
It's really funny because when I fished up there on Rainy Lake, and actually we went over into Canada, and we caught some really nice crappie through that.
That's
ice.
A good crappie lake.
Hey, don't think that they don't have big crappie up north. Believe me, I was putting those big old black crappie, just laying them out on that ice. It was really cool, you know, because,
yeah.
You know, as Texas boys, we kind of like to, I like the water to be liquid, not hard.
Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall. Got a little time left before we make a run to the coffee pot, so I want to play back a conversation I had with my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy. He's been my guy for nearly three decades. Does tremendous work, quite an award winner. And I wanted to talk to him about care for our trophies, damage to our trophies, and what kind of effects the environment has on our mounts.
Hey, Roy, if we get that, go to Africa and we have that lion mount done or something big that's on the ground, we need to think about things like flooding in our home. If that happens and our lion goes underwater or halfway underwater, that can be really tough to fix. Smoke damage, if you have a fire in your home and your mounts have some smoke damage, that's a toughie too, right? What do you do in those cases?
Well, some of them are really tough. I mean, the water damage, we try and get them cleaned back and do some refurbishing with them. The smoke is really, really tough. Really tough to get the smoke out of them, but we just have to work at it. Some of the times we can get them. It depends on what it is. If it was a whitetail or an antelope, some of the times it's better just to get another skin and remount them.
Yeah.
Obviously, with a African lion or a leopard, you have to fix it.
Yeah.
So it's difficult, but we some of the times we're able to get that done.
Yeah, because it's not like you're just going to run out and shoot another lion any day of the week. You need to work with what you've got.
Right, yeah. Right.
What if we have a mount, we're moving furniture in the house, we bump them out, knock it off, and then knock an antler off or break it. You can help us?
We can, yes. We fix a lot of stuff like that with broken antlers and break the ear off or whatever, but we're able to refurbish a lot of that stuff. Fish, you know, a lot of people will move and they're a little more delicate and they'll break a fins off or they just get old some of the times and go to cracking up and whatnot. We can strip them down and we can fix fins and then repaint them and you won't ever know it happened.
Okay. How about that mallard that great grandpa shot, and it's a family heirloom, but boy, it's really looking bad. And this thing's 50 years old with bad taxidermy work to start with 50 years ago. Can I bring it to you without being embarrassed?
You can bring it in, but, you know, some of the times there's some things that just get past, you know, past being able to do a whole bunch with. It always bothers me sometime whenever someone brings something in, it's so terrible, and I see I can clean it up, but I can't make this one look like a new one.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just some things that we can't do.
Right.
Again, if it was a whitetail or a mule deer, we do that all the time. Well, my great-grandpa got this one. My grandpa got this, and it's been in the family, and, man, I love that. We can get another skin, and nobody in the world's ever going to know that. We can remount that thing, and it look like one that we, because it is. It's one that we just got done doing today, and it'll look like $1 million where, if they just bring them in and say, hey, clean this up, they're faded, they're, you know, I can clean them up, but they still don't look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They still, they're just not going to. It's yeah. past the point, because if it can be done, Roy and his crew can do it. But if you want to preserve it for the family and for generations to come, and it's been a great story piece in your household or your grandparents or great grandparents' household for many years, bring it to Roy, because you can do some things, even in the worst case, to clean it up and make things a little bit better. Maybe make it last longer.
Right. We do have some, and we've got a couple of them back there right now where, hey, this antelope was my great-grandpa's, and I don't want to put a new skin on there. Just do the best you can. And the dogs chewed the nose off of it, you know, and there's one ear that's gone. Well, we do repair them. Yeah. We can repair them, but they just don't look like a – and it's great. They got it on their wall, and they're happy, but it's just not going to look like one of our new mounts that we would just do right now. But we can certainly help them. We rebuilt the nose. We put the ear back on and patched it all up there, and they're very happy. But it definitely can be done.
Just real quick, in 2 seconds or less, how many awards have you guys won?
Oh, I can't
I knew you couldn't.
I can't count them.
The bottom line? Well, there's hope for that old mount of Grandpa's. Maybe. Roy Holdridge and his True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, they literally do work for people all over the earth that insist upon Roy and his award-winning staff, his artist at True Life Taxidermy. Hey, I'm going to take a little break, stand up, stretch my legs, grab another cup of coffee, and when I come back from that coffee pot, we're going to finish up our conversation with Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon.
Hi, I'm pro bass fisherman James Biggs. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Let's talk about that sweaty backside. You've got it, or know someone who does. Do yourself, that friend or relative a favor this Christmas, and give them a pair of Swamp Bud underwear. Swamp Bud underwear evaporates sweat faster than any other. And now, through December 31st, 2019, all camouflage Swamp Bud underwear is 30% off regular price. It's only available from the website swampbud.com. Swamp Bud underwear is made here in the U.S. for hot people like you.
I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo Wool, in harsh conditions, had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the Buffalo Wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo Wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the Buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool. At Marksman Firearms, we're as fired up about hunting season as you are. We've got everything you need, from guns and ammo to accessories and specialized gear. Visit any of our Marksman stores, Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. And for more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. If you need guns, ammo, accessories, or quality gunsmithing, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website,
nstra.org and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
You don't have to have four-wheel drive to get to this camp house. The helicopter will do the trick. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by the Dallas Safari Club.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Our phone number in the camp house, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. The website, bbkoradio.com. Drop by, leave a note on the door. And catch a podcast. It's available everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, Stitcher. A free weekly download right to your device. Well, hey, let's jump back on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now. Go back down to the beautiful and historic Texas Hill Country with Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, and continue our conversation about hunting with pistols. Larry, we were talking about semi-autos or revolvers, the benefits of each when we spoke last hour. You're a revolver man, and you mentioned Thompson Center. You've hunted with a lot of different makers over the years, but Ruger is your favorite and has been for a long time.
It really has been. Years ago, I served on staff with Shooting Times, a sister publication called Handgunning, and I was the hunting editor on both. And about the time that this goes back in the 80s, Ruger came out with the Ruger Super Black Hawk Hunter, which has a ribbed with integral scope mounts on it, that and that particular gun in a 44 mag using 240 grain Hornady XTP ammo, it's unbelievably accurate. And it's one of those handguns, you know, sometimes you just kind of develop a relationship with a firearm that just you have such great confidence in that you can almost close your eyes, you know, it's going to go in the right place, you know, kind of thing. And that's kind of the way that particular revolver is, and since that time I've been using a bunch of other Ruger revolvers, particularly like in the 480, and I've got a 454 Casull and a 357. And a really good way to start out with is to start out with a 22 long rifle revolver and get used to seeing the sights or using the optics that you use. I'm using a Trigicon SRO sight, which is kind of a red dot sight, now helps for very quick target acquisition and shoots very accurate, helps me shoot much more accurately than open sights. But, you know, a 22 is an ideal way to do that. That way you get down your technique, you start gaining some confidence in your ability, and then you can step up to like a 357 Magnum, which is kind of on the low side of the deer hunter side of things. It's probably more of an expert's gun, but then kind of step up to the 44 mag. And I mean, I've shot all kinds of different things from elk on down with 44 mag. So I know it's capable of bringing that animal down quickly and humanely, and they're fun to shoot. They're an absolute blast to shoot.
Yeah, and you've taken your 44 mag all over the world. A lot of guys are going to say, well, you know what? I've got a 357. Let me just adapt to hunting with that. And there's a little bit of a warning that you gave us with that, and you even mentioned it just a few seconds ago. It's kind of an expert's round. You really have to know bullet placement and how that gun's going to perform at different distances and know your capabilities with that 357. You need a well-placed shot.
That's exactly right. I mean, if you're going to use on the lower end of the firearm calibers and rounds out there, definitely. I mean, you want to do the same thing whether you're shooting a Monster Magnum or not, regardless of whether it's a rifle or handgun. As you mentioned, learn the capabilities of your firearm and your capabilities with it. But, you know, with handguns, if you shoot off of a rest, like anything else, I learned a long time ago that if I shoot a rifle off a rest, I shoot a whole lot more accurately than I do if I shoot offhand. And basically the same thing holds true with shooting the handguns as well, too.
Yeah. So, hey, guys, if you're a 357 guy and you're looking for an excuse to go buy that new pistol, 44 mag, there you go. Larry's taking
Absolutely.
Down brown bears in Alaska with that thing.
Absolutely. I mean, to me, the 44 mag is not the most powerful handgun in the world, but, you know, it'll darn sure do the job on everything pretty much in North America, and I've used it over in Africa as well, too. So it's a great handgun, and with the ammo that Hornady has available, for whatever reason, most 44 mags that I've ever shot, including some that were at Ruger's years ago, they really seem to do well with that 240 grain Hornady XTP in terms of accuracy. And that handgun we were mentioning a while ago, the Super Black Hawk Hunter at Ruger that I've shot for so many years, with it, from a good solid rest, I can shoot at least a 2-inch group with all six shots at 100 yards. So, you know, the accuracy on most all those guns is there in terms of, particularly in terms of hunter accuracy. Now, in terms of downrange energy, you know, to me, about 125, 150 yards is about the max of anything that I would want to shoot with most of the handguns that we shoot with. But up until that range, or whatever you feel comfortable with, that's the other side of things. But out to that range with a good solid rest, there's enough downrange energy to put that ammo down very quickly and humanely. And again, that's our goal. And every time we pull the trigger on something,
you have a lot of options as far as what to top that gun with, if you top it with anything at all. And that's going to have a lot to do with the terrain that you hunt. If you hunt really tight country, open sights might be what you need. Or if you hunt West Texas with a pistol, you might need something like you might put on top of an AR, or you could use a red dot site. You mentioned that as well in your article. Lots of opportunity and options there.
There really are. I mean, everybody has a preference in terms of what they shoot, how they shoot handguns. If you've got great eyesight, then by all means, shoot open sights, you know, just with the sights that come on the gun. But if you that stage to where your eyesight could be a little bit better and you have a hard time seeing the back sight, the front sight, the target all at the same time, then you might want to start using a red dot scope. There are several available through Trigicon, and they've got a new one that's an SR, they call the SRO, that will mount on any kind of revolver with just a little bit of adaptation as far as the, or even like Razor Dobbs shoots, semi-autos will fit on those as well too. But those work out really nice, and then once you get into the long eye relief scopes, if you're going to shoot a little bit longer range, but again, to me, those sight scopes helps with precise bullet placement, which is, again, so very important with regardless of what you're shooting.
Yeah, and then just briefly, you're going to want to sight in your pistol. We're talking about pistol hunting with Larry Wysoon today. You're going to want to sight in the same distances and conditions that you're going to hunt in. So, again, if that's real tight woods there in Pennsylvania, you know, 25 yards might be where you want to be.
Exactly. And what I'd strongly suggest to people to do is to get on the bench, find a good solid rest, and make sure that that gun is shooting exactly where you want to at varying distance, and then shoot at varying distances too. If you sight in at 25 yards and then set up a target at 100 and see where you hit that target at that distance as well too. So again, it comes down to getting very familiar with your particular firearm that you're using.
Yeah, I would think that hunting with a pistol, you know, is an advantage to a guy that's a spot and start guy, because, you know, you're taking 3 feet away of movement. You've just got that little short pistol. Lots of advantages to hunting with a pistol.
There really are. I mean, they're lightweight to carry. There's so many different shoulder rigs that are available these days that make them very comfortable to carry. And then, you know, some people may prefer to carry them on their hip as well, too, or carry them in the backpack, which is something that I've done quite often. Where we've been doing spot and stalk and kind of rough terrain, and get to a point to where, you know, okay, now we're close enough, now get the pistol out. And again, just practice good gun safety, you know, making sure that the barrel's pointed in a safe direction and all those kind of things that we do normally anyway when we're hunting. But, there's so many different ways to carry it. I want to go back a little bit to shooting off the bench. Once you shoot from the bench, then shoot from hunting positions. I mean, use a post as a rest. Use a cross shooting sticks as a rest. Learn how to shoot accurately at the bench, but then also how to learn how to shoot in all kinds of situations that you might encounter when you're out in the field.
Larry Wysoon, you go have yourself a Merry Christmas, and then I will see you shake your hand in Dallas in just a couple of weeks.
Again, same to you with a Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, and really look forward to seeing you in Dallas there on the SC Conservation Stage sponsored by TriziCon this year.
Thank you, Larry. And, hey, thank you for joining us in the Camp House today at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. I do want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together, and I'm going to spend the next several days celebrating His birth. I want to invite you right back here to this old Camp House, though, next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch. Merry Christmas.